Welcome to Marriage and Money, a conversational podcast about personal financial topics aimed at improving conversations about money in your marriage so you can reach your dreams together. This is a weekly discussion brought to you by a seemingly financially incompatible couple bonded by the legal contract of marriage. My name is David, your favorite saver, and I'm joined by the spender who checks up on me, Heather.
Don't you mean checks you out?
Oh, oh snap. Yeah. I like that.
You're sizzling.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, well, we have a fantastic, wonderful, spectacular show planned for today. I don't know if I can talk it up anymore. Today, we're going to be talking about the value of mid-year checkups on your personal finances.
Is this like taking my car to the shop for a little checkup or it's actually, my body to the doctor?
It's actually not that much different than that. It's a little health check. Yeah, it's so I mean, the general thought here, Heather, is at the start of the year, we've talked about making a plan, making goals at the beginning of the year or whatever your cycle might be as a couple. And it's valuable also to check in and say, how are we doing? How are we tracking against those goals? And you might do this monthly, you might do it annually, but we're saying at least once, you know, do a check-in mid-year just to say, how far off of our annual goals are we? Because you don't want to get to the end of the year and be surprised by, oh my gosh, we're missing all our goals.
I think it's a really great idea. I mean, just like I was joking about your car or your body, I mean, you do that, right? Like you do planned maintenance, you know, do a health check to make sure things are going well. So why wouldn't you do that about your finances and your marriage? Like check in to see, hey, how are things going? So I think it's a really great idea.
And a lot of people don't do this. No. Yeah, they'll do their twice a year dental cleaning, but they won't check up on their finances maybe more than once a year. And so put in the effort. So that's what we're talking about today.
And I mean, I think it's good too, because you can check in on those goals. And if you are off track, it gives you time to adjust and figure out how to get back on track. So if you don't ever do this check-in, you set your goals at the beginning of the year and you get to the end of the year and you didn't check in and you fail at them, you're like, man, you know, it might get you disappointed or, you know, frustrated. And so like by doing this, you can kind of check in, know where you're at, make some adjustments if you want to stay on track. So yeah. I think it's a really good idea. And Heather, it's not too late at this time of the year.
No, it's certainly not. And that's why this is great timing. We're 6 months into the year. We've just completed June, so we've just completed our 6 month. So it's a great time to be checking in on this. And Heather, just a couple weeks ago, we did an episode on how to correct your budget. So why isn't my budget working for me? And we said, well, you're probably deviating from your budget because something's off. And so that's that monthly view of, oh, something's off within a month. Now we're looking at this annual view of, okay, we've had 6 months to hopefully average out. How are we tracking on an annual basis against our goals versus that monthly basis? So yeah, we're looking at a different level, but you can use a lot of those same levers we talked about a couple weeks ago to make adjustments if you need to for the next 6 months.
Yeah, and I mean, I think just realistically, like things come up. So like you have every good intention of this is what the year is going to look like and what our plan is, and then something comes up. It could be something bad, like somebody maybe has a health thing or something, or a loss in the family or whatever. Or it could be something good. Someone gets promotion, gets a new job, or maybe a move like that you weren't planning. So I just think it's just good because you have all intentions to have, hey, this is how things are going to go in a plan, but that doesn't, life happens and things change. So 6 months is good.
So you need to change with it. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. So Heather, we recently did a mid-year checkup.
We sure did.
So, oh gosh, pretty recent. Yeah. So in transparency, we literally just did our mid-year checkup earlier today. And so that was, I thought it was really beneficial. I thought it was good to be able to take a look back and see, okay, how are we tracking? And we weren't quite tracking. We were recognizing, oh, we're not tracking like very closely to where we thought we would this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting to your point that we did it today. And also we've never done this. This is something we've never done. We've never really done. I mean, we check in periodically, but we've never had a formal like, hey, let's check in halfway through and check in on our goals. So this was kind of a new thing for you and I. But you're right. Absolutely right. I mean, we kind of knew because we do have our monthly budget committee. So we kind of knew that things were a little off. But this was really a chance to deep dive and figure out like what was happening, right? Like
what's the root cause? Yeah. And I think that was one of the great things that came out of this was we were able to kind of deep dive and we were able to say, okay, so we started, we looked at our full year, we looked at our first 6 months, and we said, here's where we plan to be savings-wise, here's what we plan to spend, and how did we differ? And there were a couple expenses. So the major expenses, we had said, oh yeah, we actually did, at first we thought we hadn't planned those in. No, we did plan that into our savings goal.
Yeah, so for example, like we bought a, I think we've talked about them. We bought a boat, and so that was in the plan. We knew we were going to have that. But it was more expensive than we thought. The boat and the boat lift, it came in quite a bit higher than what we thought. So that was one reason.
Yes. And then, but then we were like, well, we're still off, even considering it was a little more expensive. Like, why are things still off? And are we spending too much? Are we not saving enough? Is money just slipping through our fingers that we're not aware of? And diving into it a little bit and going through our income, we realized, oh, actually, our income is a little bit below where we thought it would be, and net income. And so we our gross income is where we thought it'd be, net income is not. And it turns out the core driver behind that was my salary and increased medical costs being higher, medical insurance being higher than expected, my taxes being higher than we had anticipated. A few different factors in there.
Yeah, you're also doing a catch-up on your 401k.
Doing a catch-up on 401k.
You weren't able to do that in Singapore. And I think it was interesting. That was a huge learning for us. Like, when we were in Singapore, our medical expenses were covered for us. And I think we took for granted, like, what a benefit that was and the impact to our cost structure. Because it was like, I don't know. You know, that goes out of your paycheck, so you don't really think about it.
It's somewhat invisible, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh, whatever, I get this net number. And so you don't really pay that much attention to it, but yeah, it ended up being a lot bigger of a benefit than we'd realized, and so kind of missed that on our plan.
Right, right. And I think one of the other good things about this that that came out of it was it facilitated a conversation where it wasn't your fault that we were behind our plan. It wasn't my fault that we were behind our plan.
I felt like you were thinking it was my fault we were behind the plan.
What are we talking about?
Picking up that vibe.
What are we talking about here?
I'm kind of picking up that vibe.
What I'm saying is that
being honest with our listeners.
What I'm saying is that we got into the numbers. We got into the numbers, and then we were able to say, okay, here's where things are going wrong. Right? It's not that anybody overspent. It's not that we got carried away on spending necessarily.
Other than our purchase was.
A little bit carried away. But we got the bigger issue was really that net income issue and how that wasn't lined up with our plan. And so I think that understanding what the real problem was, I think eliminated what could have been a potential argument there.
Yep.
And so a lot of value in that. And I think other people would also benefit from a similar conversation so that you're not getting to the end of the year and then pointing fingers saying, oh, well, it's all your irresponsibility. No, it's not. If you have the numbers, if you've been tracking this, it's very clear what happened, or it's more clear.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. Exactly. Exactly. So I think if you're going to have a productive conversation, and I would say we had a productive conversation, right?
Yeah. No, I
mean, it's not always a smooth conversation. Like you said, there can be some tense parts because we're frustrated. We're not meeting our goals. But at the same time, I feel like we had a productive conversation because one, we said, hey, we want to do this conversation today. We set up time. We dedicated time for this, right? We said, we're going to set aside some time to have this conversation, figure out where we're at. Because it's something we want to do that we value, and targeted it.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to do it, exactly, you should dedicate time. But you also probably want to give warning. It's probably not something where it's like, hey, spouse, let's sit down and do this right now, like, and catch them off guard. Because there is some preparation that you probably want to do in this. And just to get in the right mindset, not everybody's always just ready to go on having a budget or tracking in on your financials. So make sure that you give your spouse, plenty of time to think about, okay, we're going to be having this conversation and here's the dedicated time of when we're going to do it.
And this is, again, this mid-year check-in was only possible because we've been doing these, we've been doing budgeting on a monthly basis. So we had numbers. We didn't have to create anything new to have this conversation, because we've been doing that work every month to say, how are we progressing through the year? And then it was more of a summary, just kind of looking at it and saying, okay, how are we tracking against our goals based on that summary that we're updating every month? So yes, you got to do that work on a regular basis, and maybe you might want to do some additional prep. But when we're talking about additional prep, we're not talking about you need to spend hours and hours. Likely, if you're already doing a budget, you probably have what you need with another 15, 20 minutes of work maybe to get it ready for that conversation.
But that is a good point. I mean, that assumes you are doing that. If you aren't doing a regular budget or check-in, you might need to do some more prep. You might need to pull up your retirement account, your savings accounts, and pull all that up if that isn't something you're regularly tracking. Because you do want to make sure that the conversation is, you know, you get to the point of it. So you do need to have the numbers like we mentioned. And it might be fun to do it as a date night. Hopefully you and your spouse are getting out or at least getting away and having time one-on-one on some date night. So this could be, you know, probably people don't think that's a fun date night, but maybe you could go out to dinner or step zero, open a bottle of wine to have for this conversation. So
have a nice, sexy date night talking finances.
There's probably like a playlist on Spotify or Pandora that's like budgeting. We should try to find that. That'd be awesome. play budgeting music.
You should create a Spotify budgeting playlist.
Okay,
that would be awesome. I would love to see that, hear that. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I'm thinking maybe we talk a little bit about what does that mid-year checkup look like? So when you go into the doctor for a checkup, there are certain things that doctor needs to check on. Or when you go into the dentist, they're looking for certain things. They're giving you x-rays for cavities.
They make you step on the scale.
Or the doctor, they make you step on the scale. They take your blood pressure. They they do these basic checks, right? So you need to do basic checks as well when you're doing this check-in, this mid-year check-in. And I would say the main thing that you're checking in on, the heart of your finances, is around your goals, in my head, because your goals are what you're basing your finances around. They're how you're setting your targets. So it's tracking against those goals. And those goals could be a lot of different things. But
yeah, I mean, hopefully you had a goal setting discussion. And also I would say that you have it documented, because I was surprised how I forgot some of our goals. So I'm glad that we had them documented to reference back on and we could pull them up. But this part should be really fun. It should be fun, but it also might be a kick in the butt to get going on some things. So, but yeah, it's always important to go back to what are we really trying to do here and why, and remembering what you were trying to do and why, and refocus on. You might need to get back on track, just like David and I.
And sometimes a kick in the butt is what I need in order to say, hey, you need to reset your priorities here and get back to what you said you were going to do. Yeah. So you might have goals around saving. You might have goals around certain purchases even, but figure out how you're tracking against those goals, and make sure that's documented as part of this discussion.
And it doesn't, I mean, we're focused on financial goals, obviously, but it doesn't need to just be financial. There might be other goals that you had on, you know, your relationship and things you were going to do different, or personal goals. So, I mean, check in on those as well. This doesn't necessarily just mean you're checking on your financial health.
Yeah. So part of the conversation that Heather and I had today, we had certain marriage related goals around how are we going to act maybe socially, as far as meeting up with certain people or being more intentional about how we interact just as a couple. And I think it was helpful to review those as well and have a little bit of a reminder of, oh yeah, this one we're doing really good at, but that one we're struggling a little bit on time-wise on how we're splitting up our time appropriately, and do we need to maybe cut back in certain areas so that we can give time elsewhere. And so that wasn't a financial thing, but it was more of a time commitment as a couple. And how are we managing that? And so that's a really good point, Heather, because if you're not being productive and successful as a couple, you're not going to be productive and successful financially.
Right. So the next area that we suggest you check in on is on your emergency fund. So we recently just had an episode on this. So if you had the conversation, like we ask you at the end, you probably already did check in on this. But the reason we want you to check in on this is to check in and say, you know, maybe you had to already dip into it this year. Maybe unexpected, because like we said, things come up that you don't plan on. So maybe you had to dip into that emergency fund, and maybe you haven't really gone back to topping it off yet. And so just being honest with yourself to say, okay, how much have we kind of dipped in there, and are we at where we want to be? And just recalibrate on to make sure that you've got that properly set up and prepared for the next emergency that's going to
that will come your way. Yes, exactly. No, that's a good reminder. I think, and you know, the emergency fund can certainly be rolled in with some of those goals that you have. But I think this one's worth calling out separately because it is so critical to have, and making sure that that is where it needs to be is so important. As, and I don't want to rehash everything from our previous episode, but yes, yeah, completely agree. Another one, I would say debt is equally important, is making sure that your debt situation is under control. So are you making progress on paying down those debts that you have? Are you making progress on paying off that car loan? Are you making progress on paying off that mortgage per your plan? And these are such impactful goals to your financial life that they're worth spending some time on. I can't tell you how many people that I've interacted with lately that are just planning on having debt. And Heather, you and I were talking about a couple that we connected with over the weekend that made a comment around how, oh, I want to get your head in the right spot so that, you know, we're always going to have a loan outstanding.
Right.
And we were commenting to each other and being like, wow, I'm so glad that that's not how we operate. Like, we're not planning on having a loan. We're planning exactly the opposite of having loans.
Yeah.
Because that's not how we want to operate. It's so constricting. And so that's one of our goals. And yeah, this is a great time to say, how are you doing against that?
Yeah, I've heard it said that the best way to save is by getting rid of debt. So, I mean, and I do believe that, because it is just a noose around your neck and you're just paying interest out that you could be, you know, investing and using that money elsewhere. But I think it is interesting to check in because, like David and I, maybe what is happening with your debt level? Maybe it's going up. Maybe you decided to buy a new car, or, you know, I don't know, buy something, or maybe you bought a new home and your mortgage went up or whatever.
Financed
so,
furniture, or who knows what.
Yeah. So check in to see, like, is your, hopefully not, but maybe your debt's going up. Is it going down? You know, is it unchanged? Maybe you haven't even made any progress towards it. Maybe you're like, well, my debt at the beginning of the year was this and it's still there. I haven't made progress. So check in on that. Try to get especially right now, with interest rates raising, this is the worst possible time to be in debt. And it seems like the rates are going up. So not the best time to be carrying debt right now. So hopefully you've got a plan and you're working on tackling that. So the next thing that we want you to check in on is your budget or your spending. So, you know, David mentioned during our discussion, it was pretty easy. We didn't have a lot to prepare because we have a monthly budget. So hopefully you have some sort of budgeting tool. And so it's really easy for you to check in on how's it working, you know, or not. Otherwise, you know, maybe you need to have that conversation. Maybe you need to start one, or somehow check in on how is your spending doing? Are you spending in line with what you thought? Are you overspending, underspending? So kind of the opposite side of, you know, the debt and the emergency fund, but kind of the spending side.
And it's a good opportunity to especially check in on those categories that are kind of those optional spending categories. Like, how much are we spending on entertainment related items? How much are we spending on eating out? How much are we spending maybe on alcohol or, you know, some of these items that you're like, well, you know, we probably don't need to do this. If we got to cut somewhere, these are probably the areas to cut. Are we in line with where we want to be? Are we going overboard? Are we under? Maybe we need to have a little more fun. Maybe we've cinched up the belt a little too tight. But yeah, it's good to have that check-in.
And I think this one's good when you're checking in on, like we said, like if you're checking in on your savings goals or your debt reduction goals, if you're not on track or making progress, this is probably where you need to look. And that's immediately where David went in our scenario. He's like, hey, what are we doing? How's our spending doing? Because that's usually the area why you're not making your goals. You're not saving as much. You're not paying it on your debt. You're probably spending more than it's usually not an income issue. So this is definitely an area that you probably want to look after, especially if you're kind of off track in those areas. This may be an area. And like you said, we did an episode recently on kind of how to tweak your budget, and it's not perfect. So if you're looking for ideas on, well, what can I do? How do I tweak it? How do I, you know, make some improvements here? Go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, and I like that you called a, that was kind of my default. I would say that's generally my default, especially being a saver. Like being a saver, I'm my general default is, well, obviously the issue is that we're spending too much, right? Because that's what's going on, because I'm kind of anti-spending. And this was a good reminder for me also that it's not always the spending side that's the problem. So anyway, also on the opposite of spending, saving. So this is an excellent opportunity in the mid-year to confirm how you're tracking against your savings goals. Are your retirement contributions on track? Are your college savings goals for your kids on track? How are you doing towards these large savings goals? Or maybe you just have, maybe it's not a retirement account, but you have an investment account that you have goals to contribute to a certain amount. Are you on track for delivering those? And if not, why not? Just, and don't get complacent with, it's so easy to get complacent. Well, we're not making the goal. I guess we'll just settle with how we're doing. No, understand why you're not hitting that goal. Just getting complacent with it and getting okay with not meeting your goal isn't right. At least understand why aren't we meeting our goal? Where is that gap?
Yeah, and I would say this was kind of where our conversation started, because our biggest financial goal each year is a savings goal that we target to say this is, and I say savings, but really it equates
investment.
Into investments. It's like, this is the money that's going to go into investments. So how much money have we been able to invest? And so this is kind of where we started. But yeah, and especially if you're saving for multiple things, like we're not saving for college funds. It's pretty much retirement, right? But if you're trying to save for college, for a couple kids, and retirement, like just checking in on those, especially if you don't have a same amount every month that you're putting through and it's just auto. If you're doing that, you're probably on track. But if you're kind of doing it, I'm going to top it up, you know, when I think about it, or kind of, it's probably a good idea to check in and see, you know, how are you doing towards that? And if there's any changes you need to make there.
So true.
And then the last thing we want you to look at is around tax planning, which I know people freak out when you think about taxes, and they are very complicated, but it is a really good idea to just make sure, like, looking at it, because this is a time of year, you know, and I'm not saying you have to pre-calculate your taxes or whatever, but kind of just check in and see, you know, how much are you withholding versus kind of, you know, and if you did that on track, you know, is it comparable to what you did last year? Because we want to make sure that at the end of the year, at least our scenario is we don't want to pay anything. We don't want to receive anything. We just kind of want to be flat. And maybe you have a different scenario, but just check in on that, because it's not too late, right? With 6 months left in the year, like, you can adjust that with your employer and have them withhold more taxes or withhold less or whatever you need to do. Now's the chance to tweak that and make an adjustment so that you don't get surprised, you know, in April when you go to file your taxes.
Yeah. And your tax advisor can help you out with that. Or if you prepare your own taxes, you could hop into TurboTax or whatever you're using and kind of run some preliminary numbers to say, how are we doing? How are we stacking up against the year? Where do we think we're going to land? So yeah, great ideas, because you don't want to be surprised by too big of a tax bill, or I don't like being surprised by too big of a refund either, although obviously that's less painful. But you want to be efficient with your money, and having a big refund is not being efficient, because you're losing a year of investment time with that refund. So after you've had this conversation, likely you've identified a couple areas that need to be tweaked or adjusted for the remainder of the year. And you might need to make adjustments to that budget. And, you know, what we realized, Heather, was that where we budgeted, or I should say, it was probably more on the goals side. Maybe we set that that savings goal too high was probably what we needed, where we ultimately tweaked, as we said, because of the impact of taxes, because of the impact of health insurance that we didn't quite understand with that move back from Singapore, we need to tweak our goals a little bit, and we can't be as aggressive as we thought we were going to be. And yeah. So I think the point here is you need to make adjustments based on what you've learned.
Right. And be honest. Like, you don't want to fail. Nobody wants to fail. I mean, you need to set a goal that's stretching you and pushing you. If you've already met your goals halfway through the year, maybe you're in that situation where you're like, wow, boom, bing, bang, boom, we saved. We're good. We hit our goals. But maybe you didn't set enough stretch goals. So be honest with yourself and readjust your goals to align with where you think, you know, if you need to push yourself harder, or if you're like, hey, we legitimately made a mistake and we got to adjust it down or whatever. So just be honest with it and tweak things as you need.
And that doesn't mean, like, another option we could have done is we could have cut expenses elsewhere. We could have said, okay, we're cutting entertainment.
Surprise, that didn't happen.
Heather, it did not happen. Heather was against that option. But I understand, because we're also at a point where this is not necessarily a requirement. Like, our savings goal is more aspirational at this point, or our investment goal is aspirational. It's not, we have to do this in order to be able to retire. Like, we know we're going to be able to retire at the current rate that we're saving. So that's not the concern. It's more the concern of, we really were trying to push ourselves, and so now we're kind of having a little bit of a reset on what's reasonable given the lifestyle that we want to live, along with where we want to land retirement-wise and timing it'll take to get there. So, I think we had a reasonable, realistic discussion, and thank you for that, Heather.
Awesome. So we want you to continue this conversation with your spouse or significant other. So set up some time, figure out that dedicated time, give them some warning, maybe go out to dinner, do something fun. Set up that time with your spouse to have this mid-year checkup. Make it fun and just set that time aside for the two of you to connect. So David.
Heather.
This was the first time, as we mentioned, that we did a mid-year checkup. What did you think of it? What was the biggest difference between this and the annual, or anything you'd do different? What did you think of it? Let's debrief this a lot.
Let's debrief it.
We haven't done this yet.
So I thought it was really valuable. I think this is something we need to incorporate going forward. I'm kind of shocked we haven't done this yet, honestly. Yeah. I think previously we thought, well, we're doing month to month, so obviously we know where we're at, we know we're good. But it made me realize that I don't actually know where we're at on an annual basis. I knew where we were at on a monthly basis. I didn't know how we were tracking annually. And so this was a great way to give me that perspective. And I think what I also learned was it was getting to the why behind how we're tracking, right? To where we're at. I think at the end of the year in the past, when we do our state of the marriage, where we review our finances for the year and look ahead, I'm always kind of confused and I'm like, oh man, I'm excited about how we made progress in one area, disappointed about another, and there's no time to adjust then. And now here, this has been good because now I understand why we're at where we're at, any adjustments, we had an adjustment conversation as needed. That was really good. Next time, I think the only thing that I can think of for prep, I think that might make it a little easier, is to have a running total of our net income, of our salaries for the first 6 months. So I immediately jumped to the issue is our expenses, but what I didn't look at initially was how much did we say we were going to make net at this point in the year. And ultimately, after we dug in some more, we realized, oh, we're netting significantly less than we thought we were going to net by 6 months in. So I don't know. Having a running total of that, I think, might be helpful to have more readily available. So that's where I was kind of netted out, Heather. Where are you at with this?
Well, I feel like we kind of rushed it. I would have liked to have, like, gone to a nice dinner, had a bottle of wine, but we were like all business this time. So, but to be fair, it also didn't take as long as I thought. And I was thinking about that because when we do the state of the marriage, it feels like that's kind of a longer conversation. We kind of talk about it over days. But I think it's because in that, you know, we're building, we're setting the goals. Whereas this, we were just checking in on them. So the goals were already defined. So it was just like, hey, how are we doing? So it doesn't take as much time. So that's good news for those of you if you're like, oh my gosh, sounds like a worker. Really, it didn't take that much time. I also feel like because we're doing a monthly budget committee and checking in on our savings, that really helps. Because I wasn't surprised. I mean, we knew. I know you said you didn't know why you're doing an annual basis, but that's not true. We knew we were behind on an annual basis. I mean, we've kind of been seeing that every month. We look at our running total. So I wasn't surprised by that, but I think what I was surprised, like we've talked about, is the why. Like, we really uncovered it. I think I just kind of assumed the same as you, but it was like, oh, okay, now we really truly understand what's going on and where we're going to target. And also, like, for me, like, it was good for me to check in on my personal goals as well and kind of how I'm doing. And I felt like I'm doing kind of 50-50 on my goals. It's like some I'm really on track and doing well and others not at all. So it was a good time to rethink about that and reprioritize kind of where I'm focusing. So yeah, I really liked it. I think it is something we need to add into our repertoire.
And I liked your comment about how short it was. Like, it wasn't that long of a conversation. In fact, I would say we're spending more time recording this podcast probably than we did actually doing this mid-year check-in. And again, because we had the numbers available. We had from our monthly. So it was not painful, but yeah, it was super valuable. So yeah, really appreciate that. Something we should be doing going forward, and we will do going forward. All right. Well, I think that about wraps up our conversation for today. Remember, you can always email us at marriageandmoneypodcast@gmail.com or message us on Instagram at marriage.and.money. Thanks again for joining us this week. And remember that whether you're a spender or a saver, your best financial life.